This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, reminding you tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow, San Diego, I'm talking to you. Tomorrow we will be live. Live. Large and in charge. From the Farmers Insurance Open in Torrey Pines, San Diego, California. Man, that was that's going to be awesome tomorrow. I cannot wait. Me and Dan Beyer playing in the Pro-Am up until they say, hey, you got to go do a radio show. And we'll say, can't we let music do it? Why don't we have the John Ramos show? Where's Jonas Knox? Can he fill in again? Nope, nope, nope. Need the big boy. So I'll be doing the show after playing somewhere between 1 and 10 holes, maybe. I have no idea my tee time. They find out tonight. There's a little party tonight. And tomorrow we'll be live in San Diego. Michael Lombardi is going to join us. We'll ask him about the weekend. We'll ask him about Bob Sutton. And if it was Bob Sutton's fault that both Tony Romo and Tom Brady knew what Bob Sutton was doing and knew how to pick it apart at the end of that game. Scott Brooks is going to be our guest. Charlie Weiss is going to be our guest. Man, we got a lot to get to. And look, I will give you my thoughts on the Hall of Fame class of 2019 and why I personally believe they continue to get it right. And this idea that eventually Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should get in is absolutely wrong. We will get to that. Maybe even take a phone call or two. Definitely a tweet or a text or two. At Gottlieb Show is the Twitter handle. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. We got some Saints stuff to talk about as now the whining continues out of New Orleans and what I think the New Orleans Saints should actually do right now. But let's talk about, you know, to the victors go the spoils. Let's talk about one of the two teams, the New England Patriots. I've been married now for 18 and a half years. Ramos has me beat by, is it a year, Ramos? I think a year.
Yeah, 1 year. 1999, we got married.
Yeah, so Ramos has been married for 19 years. So he can agree with or disagree with this. John, I believe, has an incredible marriage, so much so that his wife is willing to carry another one of his children
so true.
At this late stage in his life. She's willing to carry a child. I think it's his. I'm kidding, of course. Anyway, the point is, I think we have pretty good relationships in terms of standing the test of time. I have a friend who shares the same wedding anniversary as me, and every year on August 12th, we exchange texts, and it reads the same thing, which is, say whatever you want about our marriages, but we hit the over, right? If there's an over-under for marriages, we hit the over. So I'm 18 years into this thing. And I have a really good relationship with my wife. Is it perfect? No. Right? Like I've said just yesterday, I was on a group text with my wife and a couple of our close friends, and I texted something that didn't come out the way I wanted to, and I immediately was like, oh, sorry, my bad. That wasn't how I wanted to. I shouldn't have been texting in the middle of a break, but I did, and I end up not thinking. I didn't sleep on the couch, but it wasn't exactly warm and fuzzies when I was home last evening. The point is that even the best marriages and relationships have arguments, have disagreements, some that are going to carry a little bit of bitterness that goes on for a while. Just people cohabitating, people raising children, people trying to figure out finances and life, and you're going to evolve as a person. You're going to evolve. My wife went from she hated social media to every once in a while dropping in on social media and becoming offended to now she's completely off of social media, with the exception of every once in a while. I operate on social media mostly because it's a great way to connect with all my friends in and out of the business, people I played with, people I played against, and it is part of what I do and how we promote our show, at Gottlieb Show. And of course, you go to foxsportsradio.com, you can, or the iHeartRadio app, you can find out how to listen to our show if you want to tell a friend about it. What station in your area or in an area you're going to is broadcasting our show? But the point is that this idea that relationships that are great don't have arguments, disagreements. Heck, sometimes people who really care about each other spend some, like, I'm going to go to my mom's house and I'm going to go chill out. Or, you know, how many of you know have a friend whose wife went on a yoga retreat? Doesn't mean the yoga retreat has some dude waiting for her at the, you know, in Panama, but the idea is sometimes women need a chance to get away. Dudes, guys have guys trip. Why do they do that? Because, you know, the other sex can be really difficult. Just living with somebody for a long time can be a pain. Even if you really like that, dig that person, and you've grown up together, there's just time you're like, you know, I need breath. I bring that up because the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl. And after last year's Super Bowl, there were articles that came out that talked about a rift between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Here's Bill Belichick on a Boston radio station talking about the reported tension between him and Brady.
It's been described by some people that there have been issues.
That don't know. That right. I've never, some of these people, I don't know who they, I've never met them, never talked to them. So, I mean, I'm not going to get a bunch of, you know, gossip.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of stuff written. You remember the piece last year that you and Brady are having
never
all this problem?
Never talked to the guy.
Right.
This is Tom Brady on the same Boston radio station addressing the same question.
You know, we've always gotten along great. We've worked together for 19 years, so had the same goals in mind for 19 years, and he's been just a great, great mentor in my life, a great coach. He's taught me, you know, more than, you know, anyone ever could about the game of football. You know, I've always just loved playing here and playing for him. He's the greatest coach of all time, and we just had some incredible moments together.
I mean, it's amazing to me. Like, I actually think it's just like a marriage. My wife, we've been really lucky. My wife has 2 degrees. I have one. She'll every once in a while let me know about it. My wife is a straight A student for both of those degrees, but my wife takes care of my children. She also has, even though neither of her degrees are like interior design, she's designed and redone my house or our house, excuse me. Oh, let's drop that one, Ramos. Make sure that one doesn't pop.
Mistake one.
Right, take one. Let's take two. That she's designed and redone our house and houses. She just has great, impeccable taste. But there are times in which, kind of like Tom Brady, she sits there and feels like she's not being appreciated because, you know, look, that's just the nature of when one person works and one person works but doesn't have a technical, like, job title per se. And domestic goddess is not something that's easy to put on a tax return because there is no financial gain. The gains are long-term, not short-term. So that's normal. It's normal when two people work. Sometimes somebody makes more money than the other, and the other person feels like they're not getting respect within the whole grand scheme of things. Like, none of this is bizarre to me at all. And I think our reaction to it is. And it's maybe because we saw them as mentor and mentee, Vader and the Emperor. And if you remember, Vader and the Emperor at the end didn't get along. They got along. These two get along a lot better than that. Mutt and Jeff, whatever you think about, the more I hear about the reported tension and the more I think about it and understand how they've been able to coexist, the more it seems just like a marriage. It has ups, it has downs, it has times in which, you know, you have arguments, you are bitter. Are you getting a divorce? No. No. Absolutely not. There's a difference between a dispute, an argument, and we can't do this anymore. And it's pretty obvious that the mutual benefits of the relationship are so great that it's going to stand the test of time. It's going to stand the test of time. And in the, hey, we massively overreacted to the Patriots, it wasn't just their lack of outright speed, playmakers on defense, playmakers on offense. It was this thought that the end was near because Tom Brady didn't want to go to another team. He didn't want to be told to retire. And he didn't want to be pushed out because Jimmy Garoppolo had to be compensated at a level above that of a backup quarterback. And you know what? He was right, and so was the old man. Because sometimes in arguments, you're both right and you're both wrong at the same time. And as long as you can continue talking about it, the relationship can continue. When dialogue breaks down, that's when a relationship breaks down. None of this to me is the least bit surprising, the least bit unnerving, and tales of the end of the relationship between Belichick and Brady were greatly and completely over-exaggerated. All this was is a couple that you thought were together forever. And you saw them arguing about something. You're like, whoa, they're arguing. Maybe they're getting a divorce. No, they're just arguing. That happens between two people who have been together for 19 years.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Lombardi is a former general manager in the NFL. His new book is called Gridiron Genius, a masterclass in winning championships and building dynasties in the NFL. It's on sale now. He's also a part of 3 different Super Bowl champion teams. You can download his podcast, GM Street. I'm sure he'll be out at the Super Bowl as we'll be there next week, all week, live in Atlanta. Michael, how much of the issues with the Kansas City Chiefs were based upon the defensive coordinator? How much was based upon the personnel?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I mean, look, you know, the final drive of the game, Bob tried to play cover two against Tom Brady, and he threw 2 passes to Julian Edelman for first downs on 3rd and 10, and then on the 1, he doubled Julian Edelman, all he threw with the Gronk. So he was always a day late and a dollar short. But I think the bigger issues in this game go back to the Chiefs, just the way they play, their whole style of play. Look, I've said this many times before. You've got to play complimentary football to beat the Patriots, and you can't be in a rush to score. You can't be the fat guy at the buffet line who just wants to eat. You've got to take your time, and they get the ball with 3:32 to go in the game. They're down 24-21, and Andy Reid refuses to let the clock work in his favor. He calls 2 passes. The second pass gets a pass interference call. Okay, that's fine. Now we have the ball at our own 37, and he calls another 2 passes, and on the second pass play, he has the ball at the own. It's another pass interference call, and now he has the ball at the Patriots' 40-yard line with 3:02 to go in the game, and he still calls an incomplete pass. At some point, you have to realize the clock and the Patriots are my opponent. And not only did he give the Patriots the ball back with 2 minutes to go in the game, they also had all 3 of their timeouts. Like, there's some theory here that's just not right. And you know, nobody understands it. Obviously, Andy Reid didn't read Gridiron Genius because it lays it out right there in the book.
Yeah, it actually, there's some parts to it. And again, I know that the league is different. But some, like, this is kind of a Cliff Kingsbury problem, right? And go back, Mike Leach has had this problem for years, which is the idea of you run these offenses with put up a lot of numbers, put up a lot of points. And I know that the offenses are different, Michael. I'm not comparing Andy Reid, but still the idea of high-powered offenses that depend upon throwing the football, and you get into a playoff game and you can't control clock, even when you have a lead, sometimes you end up wearing your defense out. There are some similarities there. The complementary football, it also works in basketball, right? You got to play the same style on defense that fits with your offense.
No doubt, and the Chiefs just refused to do it. Look, the other factor is you got to go into the game saying to yourself, okay, for us to win this game, we have to have a big game from Chris Jones. We've got to have a big game from D4. We've got to have a big game from Justin Houston. We've got to have Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill make big plays. And those five players, the top six players of the Chiefs, Mahomes being the sixth, they didn't do anything. They didn't make any contributions to the game. Now, Tyreek Hill had one catch for 42 yards. But I was preaching all week long on Betting Across America on my show there. I talked about it on my podcast. They should have made Tyreek Hill a running back. Doug, you're an Oklahoma State graduate. You know how good of a back Tyreek Hill was at Oklahoma State.
I had a player personnel guy tell me that he's the fastest player he's ever scouted, ever in the history.
I can read you my scouting report on him as coming out at Oklahoma State before he transferred to Akron and transferred to West Alabama.
And to not get him the football is criminal, right? I mean, like,
but you knew he wasn't going to get the ball if you lined him up at receiver, because Belichick was going to double him the minute he got off the bus at the stadium. There was no way he wasn't going to have a guy playing under him and on top of him. You can't double Tyreek Hill in and out. You have to double him high-low. High-low means you got a guy trail him on all the inside routes and a guy on top so he can't catch the ball. When you double him in-out, Randy Moss used to just run through in-and-out doubles. Nobody had him on top. That's not what he did. And so the only way you can get him the football is you line him up in the backfield. If you came out in 11 personnel but had Tyreek Hill as the back, one tight end. Now Belichick, how does he work his doubles? He's got three receivers he's got to handle on the field. Even if the third receiver is as slow as I am, you still got to go cover him. But yet they don't change what they're doing. And it was so easy to understand what they were going to do, but yet nobody reacted to it. And, you know, that's why they lost.
Meanwhile, Tom Brady's in another Super Bowl. It's his ninth Super Bowl. And he didn't play perfect, right? Interception the first half's on him. I thought interception the second half also on him. That was high and hot on a bad pass to Edelman, a little bit late as well. Nonetheless, I mean, a couple of championship drives from a guy who doesn't have a ton of weaponry, and he picks Bob Sutton's defense apart. How would you, as a guy who spent his entire professional life around professional football and has been in that Patriots organization, how would you characterize Brady's ability to deliver again on the road at 41 years old?
I mean, but it's remarkable, but it's the team. I mean, look, the team, that's what people miss. Brady's great. Brady threw an interception that got called back. D4 line up. We probably wouldn't be having this conversation if D4 could just line up on sides. But we are, because their team is remarkable. I mean, they committed two turnovers, had over 500 yards of offense. That game shouldn't even have been as close as it was. Their team's remarkable. They don't have the best team. Everybody talked all year about the Chiefs, the Saints, the Bears, and the
Chargers.
Rams.
Chargers, too.
And
Chargers,
the Chargers
personnel.
You know, and they all have better teams than the Patriots. But the Patriots play the best. The Patriots understand how to play complementary football. The Patriots understand how to take away what you do well. The Patriots also understand that getting better during the end of the year means you have to practice, and you've got to practice in January, and you've got to practice in December. And now they're playing at their best. I mean, on paper, they should have never won this game. It's not even close. But they did, because they understood how to play the game, which, as you know, being a basketball guy, is 9 times out of 10 in single elimination is how you win games. Most of the times, the teams, University of Maryland, Baltimore is not better than Virginia. They right. just play the game that was better on
well,
that
also,
given day.
And they also expose mismatches, right? And that's the other part. They expose mismatches that, you know, Virginia, because they had to play two big guys, they played small, and they exposed mismatches, which is the exact same thing the Patriots did. Michael Lombardi, our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show. I said yesterday that, look, I would agree it's a blown call, but shouldn't Sean Payton have run the ball first, second, third down, you know, where the Rams had to use their timeouts, kick the field goal, got it back to them with 50 seconds to go and said, all right, you know, you're going to tie or beat us. We shrunk the clock on you. I mean, shouldn't he get a little bit more blame?
Well, I think he should. I mean, look, let's face it, he called a control pass. I didn't think Drew Brees played well at all in the game. And, I mean, that's really reality. He did not play well. Drew Brees looked every bit of 40 years old in that game. He did not play to the level they needed him to. And there was an opportunity on that third down play. All he's got to do is throw the ball to Michael Thomas. It's a control pass. Look, when you're in that situation, you say to yourself, look, we need a run or a control pass. If you've got a control pass you like, which really was an easy throw, you and I could make that throw, right? And Thomas is going to catch it. The clock's going to get running. It doesn't excuse the decision, but you can understand what they were trying to accomplish. If they were trying to throw a curl or trying to score a touchdown, you can't forgive them. But they weren't. And so, yeah, I think, you know, look, the call is a disaster. In two of the three leagues, Doug, the NC2A and Canadian Football League, that call is overturned. But only in our league do they guys keep the whistle in their mouth.
So how do you fix it?
Well, I mean, in the Canadian Football League, that you're allowed to challenge pass interference. In the NC2A, helmet-to-helmet's reviewed upstairs. And in both cases in that game, it was helmet-to-helmet and it was pass interference. So that would have eliminated it. So if you want to challenge pass interference, let coaches challenge it. If you're dumb enough to challenge a completed pass interference call in the first quarter of a game, then God bless you. Save it for the right time. Put the onus on the coaches to when to use it and when not to use it. Big point. But to me, let legacies be determined. This is really what's happened. I mean, Sean McVay's a great coach, and the Rams are a great team, but they're going to the Super Bowl with a tainted image. They shouldn't be there. This is a legacy. This is financially going to impact lives. Coaches don't get bonuses because they lost that game. The organizations don't get a chance to go to the Super Bowl. They don't get a chance to do something that's the most impossible thing to do in life, is to enjoy a Super Bowl experience, because a guy couldn't make the right call, unheard of.
Michael Lombardi joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. How do you think the Rams match up with the Patriots with the 2 weeks to prepare for each side?
Well, I mean, I think it'll be a challenge for the Rams. I think what you'll see from the Patriots is the same thing we saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes. They're going to rush Jared Goff inside. And when the Saints rushed Jared Goff inside, he was not effective. When they rushed him from the outside and he had time to throw the ball, he was more effective. In the paint is where the Patriots are going to try to get their game. That's what they did to Mahomes. They rushed him straight down the middle, forced Mahomes to back out of the pocket, not go right or left. This challenge is Goff's not going right or left, but he wants to step up. They're going to force him inside. You know, all that being said, is even, you know, the play was horrible, right? The pass interference call that was never called in the overtime is just as egregious. We just don't talk about it, right? I mean, yeah. That ball wasn't tipped. Just like Julian Edelman didn't touch that ball, and we reviewed it and got the right call, that ball wasn't tipped. His arm was hit, but the ball wasn't tipped. And if the ball wasn't tipped, that's pass interference.
So, here's my question about Brady. He's 41. The season wasn't easy, but of course he's rightfully taking a victory lap. The thing started with him beating the Rams. It could end with him beating the Rams. Can you see a scenario in which they win the game and he says, I'm good, I'm done?
No, I can't see it. He loves it too much. He loves the win. I think what they'll do is, which is typical New England, they'll both go, they'll take about 10 days off and they'll come back. Belichick will get his Mac out and he'll start working on next year, and he'll forget they even won anything this year. They'll just go on. They just unless something dramatically is going to change in terms of an injury or just I can't play anymore, it's going to keep going until somebody tells him he can't play.
John Gruden, who you've worked with before, came out and said, "Look, I'm throwing out all the normal kind of stereotypes for quarterbacks because the league is changing, the league's evolving." And I think that relates to Kyler Murray, the idea that he's too small and plays out of the pocket too much. Do you buy that the league has changed that much that a 5'9" athlete can be a starting quarterback?
I don't. I mean, look, do you buy what John says about players? I mean, go back and watch some of those Gruden things. I mean, he had 50 quarterbacks on his team. He didn't see one. He's the Will Rogers of scouting. He loves every one of them. I mean, so, yeah, of course he's going to love Kyler Murray. Will he pick him? Hell no. He knows he can't sit back there with a 5'9 quarterback that can't see over the offensive lineman. I mean, at some point, you got to stand in the pocket, look down the field, and make a throw in the tight quarters. It's hard to do. If you're 5'9", God just didn't make you tall enough to see it. It's going to be a challenge. You say, well, Russell Wilson, Lombardi. Russell Wilson makes most of his plays outside the pocket when he's forced to throw it from behind him. Same thing with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield was sensational this year, but really, Baker Mayfield, people didn't pocket control Baker Mayfield as well as they should and allowed him to get out, and that's where he was dangerous.
Who does Antonio Brown fit with? He seems to want to go to San Francisco, but it doesn't. The money doesn't make sense considering how much they already have in Garoppolo. To have it on two offensive players doesn't seem to make sense. Where does he fit?
Well, you better figure it out where he fits in terms of his character and what you're buying into. You want to pay a guy that much money, you know, then you got to make sure you understand what you're getting into. Remember, we're just witnessing this in front of God and everybody. It's not the most talented team that wins. It's a team that is placed together that wins. And that's what you better make sure you understand. Look, I think Antonio Brown is a great player. I think he's sensational. But I would be reluctant to make a trade for him to give up a huge asset if I didn't know what I was getting into.
I'm with you. Great stuff, Michael. Again, his book is Gridiron Genius. You can pick it up at Amazon.com. And you can also download his podcast, GM Street. Michael Lombardi, who has spent his entire professional life building winning football teams. He's been kind enough to join us throughout the season. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Doug.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals.
Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always a pleasure to have on a good friend of mine, a guy who I idolized growing up watching him play at UC Irvine, and have watched his coaching career as a head coach with the Oklahoma City Thunder and now the Washington Wizards. And he joined me on the podcast earlier this year. Scott Brooks joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. The Wizards are winners of two in a row of four of their last five. And when I watched the Pistons game the other night, and I remember thinking, I wonder if this there was any scenario when we last spoke, Scotty, that you thought this would be your starting lineup in a game, right? That you thought there was the possibility that this would be your starting lineup. What has this been like for you?
No way in heck I would have thought that. It's been a challenging year. You know, we've had a lot of tough injuries. You know, Dwight, going into the summer, we wanted to shore up some interior defenders, and a rebounder, and we have that in Dwight. Unfortunately, he has basically been hurt all year, and hopefully, you know, he can come back later in the season. But right now, Thomas Bryant has come in and stepped in. I didn't know anything about him last year. He was cut by the Lakers this past summer and didn't play much all last season. But having him as our starting five is really blossomed into a really good player. And, you know, John missing, you know, even though John only played, he's going to miss over 50 games or like right at 50 games. So the 30 games that he played, he wasn't the John that we all, you know, love and the all-star John. He was banged up and his bone spur in his heel bothered him most of the year. So just a change of things going into the season, not expecting all this to happen. But I think we're battling. We've won 7 out of our last 10. We kind of got a nice little groove right now. We got a tough one coming up against Golden State Thursday night, but I think our guys are really playing well.
But before you won 7-10, you lost 9-11, and you know people are predicting gloom and doom, and John shuts it down for the year. You've actually been through, like, you're the only guy that's been through this before. Like, people forget your last year in Oklahoma City, KD was hurt, everybody was hurt, right? I mean, you had patchwork lineup. How did that experience prepare you for this?
It helped a lot because one of the things I always admire players that don't give in, that just, you know what, we're banged up, we got next man up mentality, and we did that in Oklahoma. I think we ended up winning 45, 46 games where basically everybody was hurt, and we were playing Nick Collison at the three at times. But you know what, it helped. Then last year, you know, with John missing 41 games, it just gives guys the opportunity to step up. You know, it's hard to win in this league and win at the high level and to get to the places that you feel like you can get to if you don't have a healthy lineup. But when you do have injuries, guys have to step up, and sometimes it happens and you don't expect it. Like last season, or the guy that I didn't expect, that Thomas Adoransky, would come in and play as well as he did last year. Now he's kind of used to that role, and he's coming in now, played well. Now this year it's Thomas Bryant. I didn't know anything about him, and Dwight gets hurt. He steps in and plays well, and, you know, he's one of the best field goal percentage, if not the best in the league, at making shots right around the basket.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Brad's a guy who I think most people think should be an all-star, maybe as a reserve. And Brad has, I mean, he hasn't necessarily openly opined, but there have been people like, I wonder if it could be his team. What's Brad Beal been like since John went down, since he's had to carry the load? And like, look, I mean, it takes a lot of effort to get 25 shots a night and then defend at the other end. What's he been like?
He's been, you know what, I'm impressed with him. 3 years now we've been together, and he's improved every year. I thought he was just, you know, coming into the job 3 years ago, I thought, you know, he was just a scorer, you know, a guy that can, you know, catch and shoot, make threes, and come off of pin downs and stuff like that. But he's really developed. He's a playmaker. He's a complete basketball player. He defends, he rebounds, he scores, and he sprinkles in offense all over the floor. It's just not a shooter. He can drive, he can attack, gets the free throw line. He could play pick and roll. He's one of the best two-way players in the league. He's definitely an all-star. He's carried us. You know, we've had games where we didn't play too well, but he got us going, and He's great in the locker room. He's great in, during timeouts, and he's been a tremendous leader for our team. And, you know, Otto Porter has missed I think 10 or 12 games in that stretch. Now Markieff Morris is out for 6 weeks, and Brad has been that guy that really helped us win a lot of these games recently.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. I mean, you had Otto out, you got Markieff out, you got Dwight out, you got John Wall out. I did want to ask you, like, you're coaching that game. You guys played with Toronto, I think it was last week, right? It was like a double OT game, and they both go for like 40, 41 and 43. And that was, that felt like stepping up your game and a kind of a high level game. Like, you know, in the NBA, there are certain games that are just different than others. That one felt like a high level game, and Brad's ability to raise his level that night might've been the most impressive of any of these games since John went down.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he stepped up, and I thought he even grew up a little bit in that game, even though we lost the game in double overtime. It was two high-level all-stars competing at a high level on both ends, and they both took the challenge of guarding and making plays for their team with Kawhi and Brad. Brad is really good. I mean, I know this is the last year he made the all-star team for the first time, and there's no question in my mind he's an all-star. I know our record is not where we would like it to be, but, you know, I think we've improved, and I think we can get pretty good as the season goes along, and it's a big part of his all-star play.
How much different is the East without LeBron in the East?
It's wide open. No matter what any coach or any player say, LeBron had the East, you know, for 8 years in a row, and he got a lot of players cut, a lot of coaches fired, and he's that dominant. He's going to go down. I mean, this is nothing that nobody said. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play. And the thing that is really impressive is his IQ. You play against LeBron, he knows exactly what you're running. And there's times where I would call a play knowing that we don't even have that play. And he'll look at me and say, "You don't have that play." I mean, that's how smart he is. He just knows everybody's set. But it's open. You know, there's a lot of good teams that have stepped up. Milwaukee has stepped up. Toronto stepped up. Philadelphia and Boston's going to be there. And there's going to be Indiana's in there. And there's some good teams in the East. And they're going to have opportunities. Hopefully we can get into the mix and become a playoff team.
It runs counter to everything you're saying and everything part of your makeup. But there's always going to be a fan that says, like, hey, John Wall's out. Dwight Howard's out. Morris is out. Coach, why are you trying to win games? You're better off losing games, right? Like, look, and it's worked. Milwaukee, people forget Milwaukee tanked. That's how they've loaded up their roster. The Sixers obviously tanked. The Celtics, you go back in the day, they tanked. It has worked for other people. Why not explore that? Or actually, play younger players at the end of games. Why continue to try and compete?
Yeah, I just think that's how we're wired. That's how our team is wired. That's where our players are wired, and we want to win as many games. You know, we're not healthy, but we can still compete at a high level. And the game is about playing hard. And if you got talented players that don't play hard, you're not going to win a lot of games. But if you got guys that are competing and connected with one another, and I think that's what we have right now. We are connected. We're moving the ball. I mean, the last 10 games, I think we're one of the top teams in the league in defense, and we're one of the top team in the league in passing. So those two things go hand in hand for success. And I understand, you know, some fans may think that, but it's about, you know, you got to do what you feel is right and what our team feels is right, and that is one game. And we want to compete, and we feel like we have a chance to do that every night.
You've seen the Rockets up close. You talk about ball movement, which, you know, Toronto went to that kind of last year, trying to move the ball so it doesn't get sticky. Obviously, some of it is because of injury, but Harden's putting up these crazy numbers, and a portion of it is because of pace. A portion of it is because of the number of threes they're taking. He's taking specifically. A portion of it's because of his usage rate. Can you play that way and play in the playoffs? I mean, don't you run the risk of wearing your guy out? Because, I mean, he's carrying so much of the load right now for one team.
From outside looking in, I mean, they have to do, just from all their injuries with Chris Paul out. I mean, that team is built on a lot of good 3-point shooters and defenders on the wing, with James and Chris handling the duty of making plays for one another. And, you know, when they have a Chris Paul healthy, and, you know, James doesn't have to have these 40s and 50-point games night in and night out. But I'll tell you what, I've coached him for 3 years. The guy's a competitor. He's a winner, and he competes, and he's never backed down from a sore body. He goes out there and practices every day, and he knows that their team is banged up. And in order for them to, because they were below 500, in order for them to get back into the playoff mix, he had to take his game to another level, and he's playing like an MVP again. And, you know, it's impressive. You know, outside looking in, I love watching their games, even though, you know, I know they can't do this forever. But, you know, James, if anybody can, it's James. A guy has a body that could just keep playing forever and ever. And he's one of those guys that he carries their team night in and night out.
I can't ask you about a guy who plays for Duke in college because I don't want to get you in trouble. But there have been comparisons made to Barkley. And if you listen to our podcast together, you know, Barkley, he took you in as a roommate because he thought you were going to get cut, obviously. But he's one of your closest friends in the sport is Charles Barkley. I've tried to tell people, like, people call him the round mound rebound, but he was a freak athletically. You played with Barkley during some of his peak years in Philadelphia. What was Charles Barkley's game actually like?
Well, people seem to forget pretty easily. That guy was a freak athlete. That guy had the best second jump that I've ever been around. I mean, that ball would go up, and he would tip the ball, and everybody would fight for the ball. And the next thing you know, he's up again. And while everybody is still, you know, on the floor looking up, saying, "I got to get back to this rebound to get the second chance at it." The guy was as fast as most guards. I mean, we would run sprints, you know, as teams back then when you're allowed to run sprints. you'd be on the line, and Charles would be right there with all of us. Mo Cheeks, myself, the guy was fast. He was athletic. He had great eye-hand coordination. He had long arms. You know, he had a knack for the ball, man. And then he was a great teammate. He was fun to be around, and he was a great leader. And, you know, I think people seem to forget how good some of these older players were back then, and they played every night. They played a lot of minutes. The travel was different. They were tough, and nothing against the game now. The game is a beautiful game. It was starting to become football a little bit, but back then, man, Charles Barkley was one of the best players to ever play the game.
No question. It was more like I do think, and he jokes about being fat and. And, you know, he's an older guy now. He doesn't obviously move around. And we see him on the golf course with the hitch in his swing. And so people, I do think, and I think his nickname, Round Mound of Rebound, makes you think that he wasn't. Go back and watch. Remember those NBA Superstars VHSs? And you're like, oh, my God, he was an absolute freak. Last thing, and I know you got to go. Alex Smith came in your locker room yesterday. This is his first real public appearance since breaking his leg. What was that like? Because, I mean, he's obviously a beloved figure in football. That didn't look great. Like I mean, he was in good spirits, but that looked like,
I didn't get the chance to talk to him, but, you know, just looking at that injury, and I'm just glad he's out and about and on his way to recover. I mean, he's from what I hear is one of the great guys in the sport and just a tremendous competitor. You hate to go out that way. And, you know, They brought him in this year to lead them to the playoffs, and unfortunately he wasn't able to finish the job that he was brought in to do. Well, hopefully he can bounce back and come back and do it again next season.
Yeah, no, listen, there's some eerie similarities there, right, between you guys and the Redskins, right? He breaks his leg, and then his backup, Colt McCoy, like, breaks his leg on, like, kind of innocuous play. Like, they have massive injuries in the defensive side of the ball. I don't know what's going on in D.C., but guys are just falling out, just completely falling out with injuries.
Yeah, we had both organizations had a tough time, but we're playing and we're playing well. So I'm looking at the positive side, and things are looking up right now. And, you know, we got a pretty easy one coming up Thursday night. Golden State. You know, Clay's the foundedness of three, isn't he?
He hit 10 last night. Like, I mean, it's just I don't
the way
actually
I look
think
at
they.
It does, hey, he missed his last one. You know,
he didn't.
This is last one.
what's the most you ever hit in a college game?
I had 43 points. I think I made 9 threes one game. Not that I think. I know exactly how many I made. I made 9.
don't give me this. I think I may, because, and people didn't know, like, UC Irvine had a lot of studs, and you guys used to play fast and shoot threes before everybody else played fast and shot threes.
Yeah, we played modern-day basketball back in the 80s.
who's of the three, who's the toughest to prepare for as a coach?
The three guys on the Golden State?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're so hard. I mean, Curry, that last game we played him up in their place, I swear he made 11 shots that were nearly impossible, that you might make one in a game, he made 11 of them. And he's almost impossible to prepare for, because he takes shots that you're saying, okay, that's a good shot for him to take, and bang, it's 3 points. And then they get a steal, and then another crazy outlet pass, bang, another 3 points. But KD, you know, I coached him for 7 years, and, you know, he's nearly impossible to stop also. I don't think you can. When he misses, it's because he misses the ball. And then Clay, obviously, he's on a hot streak right now, so we have our hands full, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Is it fair? And like, again, I'm sorry, because I know you do have to go, and we got to go too. But like, the best way to contextualize is kind of what you said about Steph, which is he's changed. There used to be this: there's a good shot, a bad shot, and doesn't mean you can't make it. It's the percentage of times you make it that a coach would say that's a good shot, that's a bad shot. He's changed the sport because of it. Because what's a good shot for him? What he can make. He's making 45% of his threes, and everybody knows it's coming, and a lot of them are contested. You know, he's off a crossover. You taught not to shoot off a crossover. He can go left, he can go right, he can go catch and shoot, step back, deep, deep range. He's changed how we view what a good shot is and what a bad shot is based upon the percentage of times he can make shots that previously were very, very low percentage. Fair?
There's no, that's exactly right. The court, I mean, if everybody can see the game through his eyes, we'd see a different court. What the game, how I used to see it and how I see it now, I don't see it the way he sees it. But there's no bad shot for him. I really believe that. I'm sure Coach Kerr says the same thing. There's no bad shot. Certain guys in the league, they can take any shot they can possibly throw up there, because there's a 50% chance that thing is going in. And what he's done is amazing. To be able to change the game at the way he has changed it.
I want you to walk down to Steve and make sure you tell him when you face the Warriors, listen, if I play in the triangle, if I played opposite Mike and all I had to do was sit there and make jump shots, I would have rings too. Just, I want you to make sure you just mention that to him. And tell him I told you to say that. Cool? Good enough?
All right. Done. That's easy.
All right. We'll see you at yoga sometime when you're in Southern
California. I'll text him right now and tell him
that. All right. Cool. Well, I'll see you when you're at yoga. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, man. I'll see you.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.